chair from yesterday. That meeting will stand in adjournment. Senate State Affairs will come to order. It is 12:47 on the 18th day of April 2015. We have members present: McGuire, Stoltz, Coghill, and Wilikowski. We have two measures. House Bill 180, Establishing Children's Day during the month of June. It's a short title. And we have a bill we've held. We've run out of quorum on two consecutive meetings, so if Representative Ortiz shows up, we'll get to that bill as well. But we do have a minimal requirement they show up. So first, I'd like to invite Representative Munoz's designee to carry this bill. She's on the floor, as well as Representative Ortiz.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Miley Miramontes. I'm entering to represent Munoz, and she sends her regards for not being here. HB 180 will establish every second Sunday of June as a Children's Day in Alaska. When I was given the opportunity to carry this piece of legislation, I was really excited because it was something that I can relate to and something that I know is very meaningful for our kids in Alaska. Children's Day is something that I experienced growing up, and I was fortunate that my parents and my family always recognized this day as with fun activities and gatherings with family and friends. I still have memories of marking the calendar and waiting for this day to arrive. Having a special day out of the year dedicated to kids is very important and symbolic, and it sends a message of endearment to our kids. Children's Day will give the opportunity to family and parents to organize fun events, and it will strengthen those bonds. Finally, we celebrate Mother's Day in May and Father's Day in June, so adding Children's Day will complement this family ceremony. So
every day is Children's Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for your presentation. I'm glad you got to present this. We didn't run out. Any questions, Representative Senator McGuire?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for presenting this today. Just a question. You mentioned in the sponsor statement that there are other countries around the world that organize fun celebrations with performances and interactive games. Can you give some examples of some of those that you might want to incorporate in Alaska, and what's the plan for how to make this day meaningful here in our state?
Senator McGuire, through the chair. I was raised in Mexico, and we basically did traditional gatherings with family and friends, and it wasn't nothing huge. It was just about getting together, and in Mexico we have piñatas, and that was very fun. And the plan to have it here in Alaska is the same thing, to have gatherings and have that symbolic meaning for kids to have one day designated for them. And
Wonderful.
Is there anybody wishing to testify on the bill?
No.
Mr. Grusinger, do you have anybody? And that's not shocking. We've had it published, but it's a Saturday, and this is motherhood and children.
Want a motion?
So, first I'm going to close public testimony. Are there any amendments? Hearing none. And we have a zero fiscal note. Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my honor to move House Bill number 180 with individual recommendations and zero fiscal notes.
Hearing no objection, the bill is moved out of committee as motioned by the good senator. Thank you, Ms. Miramontes.
Thank you.
I'm kind of proud of myself.
Yeah. You did a good job. Habla español.
I'll say this on the record. I got in a car accident in Mexico, and I was really thinking that all those years taking German were well invested.
Exactly.
Thank you. We have one more measure, HCR 22. Representative Ortiz, we've had you dangling on a string. I'm glad you've been persistent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, again, thank you for the opportunity, and members of this body, I appreciate the opportunity to speak in favor of HCR 22. HCR 22 is a resolution that simply calls on the Canadian Border Services Agency to restore 24-hour access to that border for the people of Hyder, Alaska. There's about 87 residents in Hyder, Alaska. They have only one road into and out of Hyder, and that road crosses the border station there. And the CVSA decided as of April 1st to close that border, and this, in effect, locks the people in Hyder out of their country. If they don't make it by midnight back home, they get locked out, and it also makes emergency access to the community of Stewart much more problematic, and they rely on the community of Stewart for hospital services and for other emergency services. So with that, I'll be glad to answer some questions, and otherwise I would appreciate your support for this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I've actually been to Hyder on a wrong turn with my buddy. We were probably the first time, maybe the last time, we were delivering Camaro Z28s down to Lower 48, which is a great job to have. And a lot of people took pictures of our vehicles. I don't think there had been two brand new Camaro Z28s in Hyder before. Maybe even. We had several offers for Hyderization, but both being responsible drivers, we declined those initiations. So this is a resolution. It's anytime we can help one of our smaller challenger communities, we're happy to do that. Senator Willikowski, would you like to make the motion?
I would. Mr. Chairman, I would move
HJR 22
out of committee with individual recommendations and company. I guess there's a zero fiscal note.
No fiscal note. Sure. Is there any objection? Hearing none? We're going to miss you. We are going to
keep in touch over the interim. You know what
I'm
going
to do. Just recess to a call of chair so I make my friends in Southeast nervous about the resolution I introduced today. That we'll recess to a call of chair.
Thank you.